understood, even when we're trying to do the right thing. Sometimes our worst hurt doesn't come from strangers. God ain't feeling me here. But those who are very dear to us. Amen. We learn in the army, ain't the worst fire, the worst way you can get hurt is friendly fire. Because you're not expecting friendly fire. So life can take you some places, man. Peter, 1 Peter 4:12 says, beloved, that means the saints of God. And I'm talking about Christians now. Beloved, think it not strange that some of the fiery trials that you are confronted with in life will mess you up, man. Some folks say, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Can I preach it as much? Hell, I'm blessed and I'm stressed. Matter of fact, that's why I'm in Appaloosa. Can I preach that this morning? I ain't got no Facebook out. But let me tell you something. I told Graham this morning. I said, Graham, I told my wife I'm going to the doctor. She said, what you going to the doctor for? I said, I'm going to the doctor. Y'all don't take it the wrong way. I'm just talking now. I said, I'm going to the doctor. She said, what you? I said, I'm going to the doctor. I'm asking to write me a prescription. She said, what you? Why would you go and get some antidepressant or something? I said, no, I'm going to tell him to give me some marijuana. So, I spoke to one and like, yeah, you know. Stones come, they go. Baby, give me $200. Yeah, baby, you got it. Come on, y'all. I want to get me a prescription. Cause life is rough. Y'all ain't telling the truth. Y'all knew y'all want a prescription. But I used to hear my grandmother just sing a little song. This thing together. Yeah. Good. Let me help us here, because let's look at this word, and I'm about through, but I want to share with us, because we got to deal with life. Life ain't going nowhere. Problems ain't going nowhere. And if you don't manage your problems will manage you. And so it ain't time to feel. I'm gonna tell you. I told you I wanted to go get me a prescription. But I went and got my prescription and did what I did, I'd have been messed up worse. You got to deal with reality. Some of our marriages are in trouble because we don't want to deal with the conflict. Some of us are trying to be friends to our children and not parents, and we don't want to deal with the conflict. But you got to deal with issues. Some of our marriages are in trouble because we don't want to deal with the conflict. You got to deal with those things. I want to help us today, because here's what we want. Paul Augustine really starts in the 7th chapter. And the good, you remember I talk about the good, the bad, the ugly? Let's talk about the bad right quick. The bad is found in the 7th chapter, beginning around the, I guess, 50th verse. But I'm going to read just a couple of passages out of that book, that passage. Verse 18 says, of the 7th chapter of Romans says, for I know that in me, that is my flesh, nothing good the wells for to will is present with me, but how to perform it, what is good, I do not find. In other words, Paul said, listen, I'm gonna paraphrase and I'm gonna move on because we got a lot to cover. He says, listen, he said, that's no good thing to will it in me. He said, in my flesh, that is. He says, when I try to do the right thing, I find myself doing it. Do I have a witness here? And see, our problem is we think we got a lot of good stuff in our flesh. But the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 17 and 9 says, listen, for the heart is deceitful and wicked above all things. Who can know? So my very thought pattern, my flesh, there's nothing good that dwells in it. So I'm prone for failure. I'm prone for messed up because the things I want to do, I should be doing. Sometimes I know I should love you, but I find myself, instead of loving you, hating you. I know I should appreciate your success, but instead of appreciating your success, I find myself hating you, envying you, jealous of you. Why? Because I'm covetous. I want what you got. And I really want it, and it makes me mad to see you have it and I don't have it. Now, I know it ain't right, but there's some on the inside that just won't let me appreciate your success. Can I fly a witness here today? And see, here's our problem in church. We ain't real. Negro, look at you. Put yourself in the mirror. But Paul says, I don't know about you, but I've got some problems with me. He said, there's nothing good dwelling in me. Even in our marriages, in our home, we're constantly looking at our spouse or our children, but we need to turn the mirror on us. Do we understand that none of us, there's nothing good that dwells in our flesh? The things that we ought to do, we find ourselves not doing them? I'm trying to go somewhere. I want us to understand where we are. That's what Paul says. Am I right about it? I didn't make this up. Look what he says, and I'm going to just skip down. But look, he says, verse 23. Let me start at verse 21. I find then a law that evil is present with me. The one who wills to do good, for I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warned against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. And then he goes on, listen, verse 24, oh, wretched man am I. Now this Paul. Now, I mean, this ain't no talk here, but this Paul, the man who wrote the most Bible books in the Bible, man of faith, he says, "Oh wretched man, oh messed up man, oh corrupt man, oh low down dirty man, am I? Who's gonna deliver me from this body of sin?" Y'all ain't feeling me here. Good news, I told you we got a copter from Nazareth. He says, then, look. He says, in the next verse, 25, he said, I thank God. With my mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with my flesh, I serve the law of sin. He goes, Jesus Christ is the one that's going to deliver me from this old body of sin. I'm going to put a period there because I'm trying to get somewhere, and we got to understand this. All I'm trying to get you to understand is that we are messed up, got a lot of problems, and we stand in need of a Savior. And we are holding ourselves to expectations that we cannot perform within our flesh because there's nothing good that dwells in us. And so I don't come to church just to come to church, but I come to church to worship the God that died for my sins to set me free. I don't come to look good. I don't come to be approved. I come to worship God. I come to open my heart and my soul and say, God, it's me that stand in the need of a change. It's not my spouse. It's not my children. It's not my mother. It's not my father. But it's me, God. But I'm acting a fool too, God. Yes, my spouse is acting a fool, but I'm acting a fool too, God. Because we all messed up. Can I help us here? We've got to learn how to have grace with one another. We've got to learn how to be mindful and forgive and to love one another. Because as a matter of fact, we are all in the same boat. Messed up. But here's the good news. I told you it's all good this morning. Even if I messed up, I'm going to talk about some preacher terms. Like in my messed upness. Look at verse 1 of the 8th chapter. It says, there is therefore. In other words, that word therefore means in light of what it was just happening. Paul said, I messed up. There's nothing good that dwelling in me. He says, but I thank God for Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to set me free. He whom the Son has set free is free indeed. What does the word mean? Indeed mean? It means I'm free. Not according to my flesh, but I'm free according to the word. You feel me now? He says, therefore, there is no condemnation. I'm messed up. There's nothing good that dwells in me. But because I'm in Christ, and Christ is in me, hey, he says, now,
for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
Your Thursday weather in Shreveport calls for evening showers. Look for an afternoon high at 84, overnight lows at 72. Cloudy in Monroe with a high temperature at 88, lows at 73. In Lake Charles, morning clouds and afternoon sunshine with a high at 88 and an overnight low at 74. Mostly cloudy in Natchez, Mississippi. Expect a high at 89 and an overnight low at 72. Right here in the greater Alexandria Metroplex, mostly cloudy on Thursday. Look for a high temperature at 88 and an overnight low at 73. That's a look at your Thursday forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.